Now, I'm not a big fan of UFC. However, when I see a Muslim taking the center stage with the cameras focusing on him, he has the mic, and in a subtle way and a direct way, if he shares the message of Islam, I am really at awe with that person. So let's take a look at five actions that Brother Khabib did right after his victory to enlighten the world about Islam. Now, the very first thing Brother Khabib did, he prostrated himself on the ground, placing the best part of his body on the ground, submitting to the Creator. So this is the way all the prophets of God, they used to pray to the Creator. Said that shows that I am nothing in front of God. Any honor, any respect, any victories, they're coming from the Creator Himself. Now, our non-Muslim friends, especially the Christian brothers and sisters, you'll be surprised to find out that Jesus, peace be upon Him, prayed exactly the same way. When people were coming after him, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed to the Creator that, "Oh God, take this cup of death away from me, not my will, but your will." So this is mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 26, verse number 39. The second thing that Brother Khabib did, he took the mic. The very first thing he said, "Alhamdulillah." Alhamdulillah means all praise be to Allah. Now, some of the non-Muslim friends, you may be thinking, you know, the word Allah means some other God, the God of the Muslims, the God of Khabib, the God of the Middle Eastern people. That's not the case. The word Allah means God in the Arabic language. In different languages, there are different names for God. For example, in Spanish, it is Dios. In English, it is the Creator. In Norwegian, it is God. In Hebrew, it is Yahweh, Jehovah. In the Aramaic language, the language of Jesus, peace be upon him, it is Ilah. In Arabic, it is Allah. So, Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah. So what Khabib is saying, what he's showing is that praise does not belong to him. The victory does not belong to him. It's coming from the Creator himself. So he's praising and he's thanking the Creator by saying Alhamdulillah. The number third thing Brother Khabib did, he uttered the word Subhanallah.
God give me everything.
Subhanallah again is a praise of God, saying that glory be to God. How perfect is the Creator, how perfect is God. Number four thing Brother Khabib, he mentioned, as he was advising to Justin, he said, that really brought tear in my eyes. The reason is that the culture that we are living in, unfortunately, we have abandoned our parents, disrespected our parents. We don't obey our parents. We don't consult our parents. We put them in the nursing homes, in the old people's homes, in the old people's residence. We hardly visit them. In that culture, a Muslim man is coming and saying, on the world stage, with mic on his hand, the world is listening, and he's saying, be close to your parents. Now, Brother Khabib is referring to the Quran. In chapter 17, verse number 23, Allah, God says, that our Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him, that you be kind to your parents, whether one or both of them attain old age in your life. Say not to them a word of contempt, nor repel them, but address to them in terms of honor. This is Islam, respect of parents, obeying your parents. I remember one day I went to St. Louis. This was a mosque open house. We invited our non-Muslim brothers and sisters. Many of them, they came. I gave a presentation on Islam, the basics of Islam, and I spoke also about the respect of parents. In the Q&A session, an elderly lady, she got up, she took the mic and she said, and she was actually crying and she said, "I was supposed to go to the church. My son brought me over here. After I listened to your presentation, and especially about the parents, I say to myself," she said, "what a remarkable faith that shows respect to the elderly and to your parents." And last but not the least, Brother Khabib, he mentioned that, you know, he consulted with his mother and his father when his father was alive about when he was fighting, when he will retire. He consulted with his mother before he came to fight. And he's promised his mother that this is going to be my last fight. That shows that for decisions like these, any decisions a child is have to make, both big and small, we need to pray to the Creator and also consult our parents. They know, they have knowledge, they have wisdom, they have lived their lives. Consult with them, love them, hug them, obey them, be close to them. And that is the message of Islam, Brother Khabib. loud and clear with mic on his hand. The world is listening. Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah that he conveyed. So all of my non-Muslim viewers for watching this, I'm really going to encourage you to pick up a copy of the Quran. When you read the Quran, you will find out that what Brother Khabib has mentioned about parents, it is loud and clear, many, many verses. In the Quran, in Islam, you will find out the solutions for humanity, the unity for humanity, equality of all the races, equality between men and women in the eyes of Allah, and the solutions for humanity's problems. And I'm going to now have a short word to my dear Brother Khabib. Brother Khabib, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given you honor, Allah has given you blessing and praise in this world. The mic is in your hand. The world is listening to you. The cameras are pointing towards you. Use this opportunity, my dear Brother Khabib, to let the world know that the solution for humanity's greatness and success in this life and in the hereafter is submitting to the Creator. Secondly, do enlighten the world with the mic in your hand about the Quran and its guidance. And last but not the least, become an ambassador of peace. Just like you are an ambassador for UFC, now become an ambassador of peace to humanity. The ambassador of peace, the ambassador of Islam. May Allah keep on guiding you. May Allah guide all of humanity. And by God's mercy, give us eternal paradise. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May God's peace be upon you.